Brandon 2022 on Facebook for details. With your support, we can help improve the quality of life for all of those who fight this devastating genetic illness. We hope to see you all on Tuesday, April 19th.
KBOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 823, partly to mostly cloudy and 55 degrees here. And welcome to What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten every Friday morning here at KBOE. Brought to you every Friday morning by Express Tire and Auto. And John and Jenny and the crew out there on East 12th near the Water Tower will take great care of you. And our friends at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. Well, Blue Stem doesn't have it, it's probably not around. That's how that works. And let's head to Studio South on the banks of Council Grove. Yeah, the river, the lake there, and to say good morning to Phil Totten on a Friday. Phil, happy Easter weekend to you.
I tell you, Ron, this is one of my favorite time of years, Easter, and having the family coming down and spend some time with me here at the lake, something that I've been doing since 1958. So there is a lot of memories, a lot of good thoughts about Easter, and, of course, what it all means, getting together with family, and, of course, celebrating the Lord's Horizon. But I have been busy this week, Ron. The birds are even looking at me from the bird feeder, like, why don't you get out here and fill these bird feeders up? And the weather hasn't really cooperated too much during the week. Gas and trash is keeping me busy doing some things at the marina. But it is going to be a good weekend. I got everything set aside, and I'm going to enjoy the day, and hopefully I can go fishing later on. But, Ron, it's so nice being back into the studio last Tuesday with some Emporia people there and all the organizations that do things. And I do want to give a What's In Outdoors tip of the hat to Trey Summers and the Emporia St. Pat's Committee for all they do to help us get our mission done with getting youth and families outside for a better inside.
Yeah, nice event, and you will put that money to good use. I know that.
Yes, sir. We'll talk a little bit more about the programs later on in the show. And I tell you, I do want to tell our listeners about a great program that's been going on at Rock Springs. And better yet, I'll have Tommy Berger tell them about it. This is the 33rd annual. It's called Outdoor Adventure Camp. That's been going on there, and it's for kids between 10 and 12. Well, good morning, Tommy. How you doing?
I'm doing fine this morning, Phil.
How's the weather out there at Sylvan Grove?
A little cloudy and a little breezy cool yet this morning, but it'll warm up hopefully this afternoon.
Well, Tommy, I know through the years we've met, we really haven't talked too much about your job, but I am interested in kids that want to become fisheries biologists. So what steered you towards that career, Tommy?
Well, I grew up on a farm, and my dad did a lot of fishing back when I was a kid, and it just I loved to go. And when I went to K-State, I decided I couldn't decide for sure whether I wanted to go in fisheries or wildlife, so I kind of got a dual degree. And my first summer aid job was in fisheries down at Pratt, and that kind of steered me towards the fishery side, and when I interviewed for a job, I interviewed for the fisheries job and got that at Manhattan way back in 1973. So I spent 38 years with Fish and Game, Wildlife and Parks as a fisheries biologist, and enjoyed every minute of it.
Well, Tommy, have you really retired? I know your title is retired from the fisheries biologist, but I know you're very active as a volunteer, and I do want to get into your 4-H fishing program that you do during the summer. But please tell us a little bit more about the 33rd Annual Outdoor Adventure Camp at Rock Springs, and have you been coordinating that for 33 years?
Well, not really. I haven't been coordinating it except for about the last, 25 years or so. Steve Sorensen, who's passed away now, worked for Wildlife Fish and Game back in the old days, and he started Outdoor Adventure Camp. I had been there as an instructor all 33 years, or 32 years, I guess, up till now, and taught all the fishing stuff and things like that. But my wife and I have been coordinating it for about the last 25 years or so. And, again, it's for kids. It's a week-long camp. This year it runs from May 22nd through May 27th. Which is a Sunday through a Friday, and it's for kids 10 to 12. We used to, in all the years past, we have been at Camp Washunga, which is on the north end of Rock Springs there, but they have turned that into a horse camp, and so we're up at the Hilltop area this year, which is just above the big swimming pool there, So we're certainly hoping that we get good weather in May and get a good turnout of kids. We're just a little short on kids right now, so we're kind of making a push for a few more kids to get involved. And the camp, again, costs $350 for the week, and we teach the kids, we've got mammalogy, entomology, plants, fisheries management, wildlife management, and of course the kids get to go fishing and canoeing, shoot archery, 22 rifles, shotguns. They get a lot of fun things to do along with a lot of the educational stuff that we do.
Well, Tommy, I know some of the kids are supported by scholarships. Are any scholarships still available?
Yeah, we've got some scholarships. Outdoor Communicators of Kansas have donated 5 scholarships for us this year, and those will go to we work with Mike Christensen with Big Brothers Big Sisters, and so we've got those scholarships. Mike's got those in hand, and hopefully we'll get some Big Brothers Big Sisters kids that want to be involved in that outdoor experience.
Tommy, you mentioned Camp Washunga. I put up a Facebook post last night mentioning you'd be on the show, and I had a lot of response about Rock Springs, and these are from, you know, parents that have kids of their own, and we shared several experiences that they've had at Rock Springs. I think they used to host, and they might still do, a camp for kids with diabetes, which is real cool. And I know you and I both participated in Becoming an Outdoors Woman events there. And I can go back in the 50s to think about when I was camped in the Camp Washunga, but I wasn't between 10 and 12 then. But just an excellent place for a camp, and it has really grown and grown and grown and doing some good things. But what other organizations are involved to make this such a great camp it is, Tom?
Well, of course, the Kansas Wildlife Federation is the main sponsor for Outdoor Adventure Camp and has been for the last 32 years. But we also get a lot of support from wildlife and parks. Some of our instructors are from Kansas State University. We've got some people from there. We've got some folks from Fort Riley that come and do our reptiles and amphibians program. We've got a number of folks from some of our sportsmen's clubs that help us out with that. Geary County Fishing Game, the Ford County Sportsman's Club, and then of course Fishing Future is involved with it. Pheasants Forever has been helping us out with some scholarships in the past, so we've got a lot of organizations that have pitched in and helped out with camp, with instruction, with some money for scholarships and things like that. So we've got a pretty good support base to help us out, and we sure appreciate all those people for volunteering. All of our counselors that come to camp to help out with the kids are past campers, so we're pretty proud of that. A lot of the, those guys and gals have been to camp as campers, and they give up a week of their vacation time to come back and help out with the kids, and we certainly appreciate our family of counselors, too.
Tommy, have some of those these kids went on and had a profession with agencies like Wildlife and Parks? Or do you see them pursuing what they learned there at the camp and turning that into a career?
Well, we've certainly seen some kids go on to college and get a degree in biology and some of those kinds of things. I know there's a number of those kids that we've had. I've been in contact with them, and of course they certainly like to hunt fish, and they support our license program and things like that. So the whole idea is, of course, to get kids out who enjoy the outdoors, who want to learn more about the outdoors, the environment that we have in Kansas here, a little bit about the ecology of our state. And certainly if they don't go into the profession, they certainly are valuable for buying licenses down the road and participating in hunting and fishing and trapping and things like that.
Well, Tommy, I know you mentioned Steve Sorensen, and Steve was really a pioneer in developing Outdoor Kansas and what we do now with our youth programs. And I definitely know that the Outdoor Adventure Camp was one of Steve's passions. And it's great to have people, you know, that we can look back on as our mentors that taught us these things and then, you know, carrying on the tradition of the great outdoors. I was wondering about your age group between 10 and 12. Is that a good age to get kids out to a camp? And do parents have any apprehension about sending kids to a week camp at that age?
Generally, we have real good luck with kids of that age. We do have a little bit of homesickness with some of the younger kids occasionally, but not very often. And we find that those 10 to 12-year-old kids get along really good together. The boys and the girls are just pretty much equal. When we started Outdoor Adventure Camp, we ran it up to the age of 14 and 15. And we found that when the kids get over 12, up to 13, 14 years old, we get a number of kids. We get boy-girl relationships going on and some of that kind of thing, and we kind of steered away from that. The 10 to 12-year-old kids, the boys, the girls get along just fine. They're pretty much equal. There's not a lot of distraction there. And then, of course, the other thing about that group is that when they come to camp, we don't allow any electronic devices. We don't allow those kids to bring phones, Game Boys, any of that kind of thing. We don't want any kind of distraction in that regard. And we want those kids to be totally involved in the outdoor experience. And we certainly encourage them to leave those electronic devices at home. And we've had really good luck with that also.
Tommy, we do have your flyer up on the Watson Outdoors page with the www.kvoe.com. Is there any other way people can get in touch with you to maybe get some of their kids in the camps or maybe even some other people that might want to become volunteers? How do they get in touch with you, Tom?
Well, we've got brochures out there, and we've got a Facebook page for Outdoor Adventure Camp. We've got our brochure and our camp application there on that Facebook page. And, of course, they can certainly get a hold of me by telephone. I'll give them a phone number here, 785-524-6112. Here's my cell phone. My wife, Teresa's cell phone is 785-658-5159. So if they want to call us direct, we can certainly get a brochure to them by email, and they can certainly we'll work with them any way we can.
Well, Tommy, in closing, just what has the fishing been like up in your neck of the woods? And by your neck of the woods, I'm talking about Kanopolis, Wilson, maybe even Cedar Bluff. Are people been catching fish up that way?
Well, yeah, the walleye spawned pretty well over. They did a pretty good job of catching walleye at Cedar Bluff and also here at Wilson on the face of the dam. I didn't hear a whole lot about Kanopolis, but they were catching a fair number of crappie over there out of the deeper brush pile. But here we are now, the water's warming up, and the bass fishing's starting to pick up. I've heard some good smallmouth reports at Wilson, and the farm pond largemouth bass fishing has been really good. On the warm days, of course, the weather's been up and down, and I've been catching some crappie out of farm ponds, and actually today I'm helping some wildlife and parks biologists catch some largemouth bass out of an overstocked pond to stock some of our walk-in fishing ponds. So we're hoping to have a good day of fishing and catch those largemouth bass today.
Well, Tommy, I just come up with another thought. I know at the Rock Springs and becoming an outdoors woman, generally our world of sporting dogs was awful close to your fishing presentation, and sometimes we even shared the same room, so we were moving presentation materials from one place to another. But then the outside, I know one of the things that you did with the ladies was show them how to cook fish. And I'm hungry. I'm fish hungry, guarantee you. This woman here has been on a diet going on, and we're not supposed to eat anything fried for a while. So what's your favorite way to prepare fish, Tommy?
Well, certainly fried fish is pretty high on my list. Luckily, I don't have many health issues, and therefore fried fish is pretty good. My wife, once in a while, sets some out on the grill and grills up some with lemon pepper and lemon and that kind of thing. But for me, if it's a good old nice crispy piece of fried fish, especially crappie and walleye, it's awful, awful hard to beat.
Oh, goodness, Tommy. Goodness, I am fish hungry, I guarantee you. Really appreciate you being on the show, and Watson Outdoors will be over there visiting you one day at that camp. I do got a surprise for you, so you have a good Easter, and give Trisha a hug for me.
All righty. Thank you, Phil, and certainly encourage any kids to give us a call or send in an application, because we're sure short right now.
All righty, Tommy. You take care. Ron, let's go to that first break, and we'll come up with some news on the outdoors around Council Grove.
All right. You're tuned in to What's in Outdoors, KVOE Live and Local. Phil's back with more after this.
Things have changed for everyone, but farming and ranching are as important as ever. Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply is here to help you continue to feed. Bluestem's Get Ready for Spring Flyer will help you save on work clothes, boots, tools, and supplies at prices that'll help you stretch every dollar. Save a bunch during the Spring Savings event now through April 23rd. Check out all the items on the Get Ready for Spring Flyer on Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
The ride of your life is just a pre-order away. The crew at Express Tire knows you're ready to ride. And while they are experiencing factory shortages on off-road vehicles, they encourage you to stop by and put in a pre-order on a new Polaris so you can get the exact machine you want as soon as it's available. Express Tire is your local Polaris dealer in Emporia. Find them at 806 East 12th Avenue. Open Monday through Friday until 5:30 and Saturdays until noon.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. You are tuned in to What's in Outdoors. It is 8:43, 55 degrees on our way to a 72 degree day today. And I would think that is just fine with Mr. Phil Totten, Council Grove Lake. How about 70s today, Phil?
I can go for that, and I do. The rain is going to be appreciated. I am going to try to get out and take Little Myrne for a walk and see if I can't find some of those exclusive morel mushrooms.
Yeah.
It is the time, and people are finding them. But there's really no real news to report from the lake. Fishing has just been up and down. I was over in Marina Cove on Tuesday, and there was a couple of brothers from Dwight. They were doodle-socking just along the shore, and they did quite well on Tuesday doing that. And, of course, it snowed on Wednesday, so I haven't been back down there. But the doodle-socking is just using a long pole, even up to 12, 13 feet, and a limited amount of line, and you just walk along the shore. And some people use waders. Bill Hartman, he would be in his tube out there, and in the shallows, and just with this long pole, reaching out in what I call vertical jigging in the brush and along the rocks. But when you see someone catch four crappie, just one right after the other, it really gets your fever up. But you can do that with a live minnow on the end of it, or most people will just use jigs. Black and chartreuse seems to be doing real good over at Council Grove. But of course, after the snow Wednesday and the weather changed, I just haven't been down there to see what's been going on. I haven't even been able to throw a catfish line off my dock.
Things oh, my goodness.
Things are crazy around here. So it's going to slow down today, I guarantee you. But doodle stocking has been a real productive wave. I did ask them, was there any females in their harvest? And, of course, the people that have fished for them, especially as knowledgeable as these guys, said, no, they were all males. So the females are generally, right now, in a way, holding off in what you call their pre-spawn activity, and they're staying off. But the males were being caught. One big news, Ron, came when Governor Kelly signed House Bill 2456. That was signed on Wednesday, and that's going to allow parents to buy kids up to 7 years old a lifetime license at a drastically reduced cut. Kids up to five can get a lifetime Kansas hunting and fishing license for $300 now. Kids between six and seven, they can get one for $500. Combo license is about, somewhere around $970. And the way things are going, that's just going to get higher and higher. So parents, if you have kids, and kids, if you're hearing this, you might talk to mom and dad, because
yeah,
that is one investment for the future. Other than that, I do have family coming down for Easter. We plan on going out to eat. That way we can all choose what we're going to do. And I don't think I've ever been on a diet that I've stuck to this long. It seems like I've been on a diet since I was 6 years old. So let's go to that last break. And I do want to talk to people about how What's in Outdoors will use that money we were granted by the St. Patrick's Committee.
All right. Sounds good. You're tuned in to What's in Outdoors with Phil Totten, Studio South at Council Grove Lake. Stay tuned. We're back with more after this.
The ride of your life is just a pre-order away. The crew at Express Tire knows you're ready to ride. And while they are experiencing factory shortages on off-road vehicles, they encourage you to stop by and put in a pre-order on a new Polaris so you can get the exact machine you want as soon as it's available. Express Tire is your local Polaris dealer in Emporia. Find them at 806 East 12th Avenue. Open Monday through Friday until 5:30 and Saturdays until noon.
It's time to get growing, and there's lots of work to do, but it sure is easier if you've got the right stuff. Bluestem has everything you need for the yard and garden, and a bunch of it's on sale right now. Names you know like Ortho, Fertilome, Earthway, and Ace. Whatever you need to grow it or keep it from growing, Bluestem's probably got it, on sale through April 23rd. Check out the Get Ready for Spring flyer at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
KBOE Live and Local, partly to mostly cloudy, 55 degrees on our way to 72 today. You're tuned in to What's in Outdoors with Phil Totten every Friday morning right here. Of course, past programs are on our website, KBOE.com, in the audio vault. Of course, to access the What's in Outdoors webpage, just go to KBOE.com, click on that community tab, and You'll find a link to What's In Outdoors. Phil Totten live from Council Grove Lake in Studio North this morning as we roll into an Easter weekend. So, no, things will be active, probably out and about here this weekend, Phil. And it was good to have you in studio a couple of days ago, St. Patrick's Day Committee, handing out funds from their huge fundraising event the first few months of this year. And Phil was in to receive some money for the What's In Outdoors Fund. And what's that money going to be used for, Phil?
I tell you, that money came in a good time, because just a couple of days earlier, I had charged about $2,800 worth of stuff to start giving away in the programs we're doing. So that $2,500 really, really helped the What's In Outdoors Fund. But no, we do a lot of programs all through the summer. The list is up on our What's In Outdoors webpage. It'll be starting April 23rd when we do the Earth Day event there at the Parrock. To introduce kids to fishing, and of course, Daphne May, she has really set up a whole lot of things out there to introduce kids to the outdoors and the necessity of taking care of their planet. After all, this planet isn't ours. We've only been here for a while. We want to pass the good things we have going on in our natural world to our kids. But I do know there's a big hunt going on in Emporia tomorrow that you don't need a license. And I just wonder, Ron, have you ever been out there when Stan Fowler and them set those kids loose to go on that Easter egg hunt?
It is quite a sight to see. Don't blink, you might miss it, though, Phil.
I know, it goes pretty quick. It sure does. But I will be doing a Hunter's Ed class over at Osage City with Roger Wells and really a dedicated group of instructors. We're trying to get our Hunter's Ed classes back up to the norm like we want to do, and of course some like we used to do. Some people are taking advantage of just doing just the strict online classes, but I'd rather have them out there to show them what a firearm can do, and especially in this day and age, it's so much very important that kids understand firearms, whether they want to hunt or not, and the parents understand that we need to teach kids responsible firearm safety and handling. And so that's one of the things that we do here at Cast and Blast, and that's going to be April 30th here at the Marina Cove and then also at the headwaters of the shooting sports range. And some of the monies that we got there will be used to buy one lucky youngster a lifetime fishing or hunting license and also give them some fishing clothes along with that. So it just goes right on down the line with summer activities that we're involved with, and there's just so many good groups out there doing some things. And of course we had Ed Holland on the show there a couple of weeks ago, and his hunt went real good and they offered scholarships this past weekend down at Independence. I'll be going down there May 7th to take part in a Pheasants Forever Youth Outdoor Experience Day, which is going to be really cool. And then it just goes on and on. May 15th will be at Camp Alexander, and this is another great organization, and I do think that they have scholarships for kids to go to camp, summer camp at Camp Alexander. We will be giving away two fishing poles every weekend to kids, every Friday, to kids that participate in fishing during that week at Camp Alexander like we've done in the past. But Ron, that ought to about do it for this week's show. You got big plans going on for Easter?
Well, not huge plans, but it'll be a nice day. It's good to be able to spend it with family. So excited about the Easter weekend. Now you've got plenty of family coming down, right?
Well, as plenty of family as I have anymore is coming down. Yes, my daughters will be coming down and visiting. They're coming down today. And, of course, with extended families, they'll be spending Easter Day with other relations. But, no, we're looking forward to a big day. And I got a little trick pulled on them because I think our day is going to turn into a work day.
Good deal.
If they're listening to the show, they might not show up.
All right, Phil, you take care. Happy Easter to you.
Okay, God bless, Ron. See you next time.
All righty. Phil Totten, What's In Outdoors, Studio North, Council Grove Lake, every Friday right here. Brought to you by Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. Blue Stem Farm and Ranch. If they don't have it, it probably is not around. And our friends at Express Tire and Auto let John and Jenny and the exceptional crew at Express Tire and Auto take great care of you. And indeed they will. Express Tire and Auto bring you What's in Outdoors. It is 8:53, 55 degrees. Good morning.
Health experts are recommending rapid COVID-19 tests before